Lewis had a great, simple answer for this. You know what his answer was? The Renaissance never happened. Now, what does he mean by that? What he meant by that was that man's view of himself, of God, and of his place and role in the universe did not change radically when the old Greek texts, especially Plato, were rediscovered in the Renaissance. In other words, the same belief system we had before the Renaissance happened after the Renaissance. They still believe the same basic view of God, man, and the universe. On the contrary, the major pagan and Christian thinkers from Plato all the way to Samuel Johnson shared a common ethical, philosophical, and humanist outlook. In some ways, medieval Christians have more in common with pagans, with Greek, you know, classicists, than Greek classicists do today. Things did not change that much. Well, when does the change come? Lewis says the real break does not come in 1500, but in 1800. And he says just after Jane Austen. It was in 1800, not 1500, when Europe as a whole rejected both her classical and Christian heritage. Europe is in a post-Christian age, as they say. Again, Samuel Johnson has more in common with St. Augustine or Plato than any of them have in common with Nietzsche. Now, what happened in 1800? We changed our view both of art and of nature. Starting in 1800, we start adopting what Lewis would call a subjective view of art. That's a romantic notion that says art is self-expression. That's not what people believe for thousands of years. Art was something that reflected the glory of God, or at least the glory of the universe, imitation. But starting in 1800, we have a totally new view of art, that art is all about self-expression and novelty. It's not good unless it's new. That's a new idea. What about nature? They have a subjective view of art, but they have an objective view of nature. Now, what does that mean? What that means is that starting in 1800 with the Enlightenment, really, what happens is, the Enlightenment's really the 18th century, but it catches on in 1800. They start looking at nature as something that has nothing to do with us. They start looking at nature as an object that is cut off from us. Not so the medievals, who believed they lived in a sympathetic universe. They believed that the universe and all of nature was related to us in some way, because God created nature and God created us. And again, we've moved away from that. Back in the Middle Ages, and Lewis tries to capture that Middle Age ethos in all of his work, he tries to capture an older kind of art that knows how to sing the glories of a meaningful, sympathetic, vital universe. We have killed the universe. You know what's really ironic? Most environmentalists today are very, very much modernists. But to me, the true environmentalists are the medievals, because the medievals believed that nature was related to us. They believed that God put us in charge of nature as a steward to take care of it, all the way back to Adam. So ironically, true environmentalism is the Middle Ages. And some of the New Age people have called back on the medieval heritage, interestingly enough. Now, to honor Lewis's, I call it his reactionary, revisionist, historical viewpoint, Cambridge University created a special position just for Lewis, and they called it the Chair of Medieval and Renaissance Literature. They made it for him. And I've just got to throw in a little aside here. It really upsets me that Oxford takes so much credit for C.S. Lewis, because, you know, Oxford never gave Lewis a professorship. They didn't like his Christianity. They didn't like how popular he was. Cambridge saw his popularity and what he was doing and gave him a chair. And Lewis still loved Oxford, the city. But it bothers me that Oxford gets so much credit. Cambridge should get credit because they recognize the true genius of Lewis and what he was contributing to modern academia and modern thought. So again, Cambridge needs a little more of a pat on the back, if you will, than they often get. Indeed, most of the ideas I've presented to you in the last few minutes come from Lewis's inaugural address. When he went to receive the chair and accept it, he gave an inaugural address called De Descriptione Temporum. And in it, he laid down basically everything I told you about the Renaissance never happening.